Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay. And today, Amanda Elise Love joins us. Amanda Love is a registered holistic nutritionist who teaches women how to cook simple but delicious, allergy-friendly, healthy meals and to integrate a holistic approach through mind, body, and spirit. Amanda also has a long history of illness which culminated with the diagnosis of fibromyalgia at the age of 20 back in 2010, which caused debilitating pain and affected other aspects of her life because of this. She made it her life mission to teach others how to cook allergy-friendly food and lead a holistic life. She holds a diploma as a registered holistic nutritionist and certifications in gut health, culinary nutrition, and more. Amanda is the host of the podcast Physical Emotional Health Secrets, which has reached over 130 episodes. She has also been featured as a guest on over 70 podcasts and TV shows such as Biz TV. She also has been a speaker at many summits and panels across the world. And finally, Amanda is co-author of the book Trauma to Triumph. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, what got you into holistic nutrition?
Yeah, what got me into nutrition was the fact that I grew up a very, very sick child. I constantly was having sinus infections, sore throats. When I was sick, I would be sick for 10 days at a time. I missed so much school and I just didn't know what was going on. And adding the fact my parents divorced when I was six and my dad remarried when I was 8 years old, and going over there was very mentally not good. So as an 8 to almost 14 years old, that's a lot of stress every single weekend and stuff. And I can look back at it now and be like, okay, that played a part in why I was so sick. And when I was 14, we moved to Arizona. I was born in California and I got less sick, but it was still sick every 4 to 6 weeks, antibiotics. And fast forward out of high school, I completed personal training program. And I just loved nutrition. From 10 years old, I think I was into the walking DVDs. I'm a 90s child, so the video cassettes. But I also was I knew you had to eat healthy. I don't know where that came from. Oh, I think it came from, there was this TV show, and I believe they had it in Australia too. But it was The Biggest Loser. And I think they had it across the world. It's a show where there's personal trainers. And these people are 400 to 300. They're really overweight. And it was all about losing weight. But now I can look back at it and be that's a horrible way for people to lose weight. But I was just addicted to that show. And it always started around my birthday. And I have a January 5th birthday. So when I did the personal training program out of high school, I completed it. And all of a sudden, I turned 20. and I just couldn't get out of bed. I was so fatigued. I was so pained. I was so exhausted. And fast forward to 10 months, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and I was only 20 years old.
Yes, we did have Biggest Loser here. It was a worldwide TV show. Ooh. And I think, love it or hate it, it actually did spur people on to go, oh, wow, what I'm actually putting in my body matters. You know, it's something we all heard and kind of blocked out. So yeah. It did have its positive reach.
Yeah, and it's funny because it started when I was 14 years old and it went for like so many seasons in the U.S. And I just was like, loved that show. And I was like very into the trainers and like I got their DVDs and like I was super into it. And I think that sort of spurred on my love for health and fitness too and stuff. But I also took a nutrition course in high school and I loved nutrition. And I also was like, I am not very tall. So I'm like under 5'3". And I never played sports. But my senior year of high school, I was like, I want to do weight training. But of course, they didn't teach you how to do weights. They just let you do whatever. So I just did the treadmill because I was intimidated. But I did weights a little bit at home, but I really got into weights when I did the personal training program and stuff. But I think a lot of people, it's like health is the last thing they want to do, but it should be your number one thing that you should make a priority for, I feel like.
Definitely. Now, Amanda, what can your expertise do to accelerate health? We're not just talking the physical, but also emotional and spiritual health.
Yeah, I think that's my expertise, is the fact that, like, I tell people I dealt with fibromyalgia. So I couldn't get out of bed. I was in so much pain, so fatigued. And I tell people, you don't want to get to a point where you're like that. You don't want to do that. And like, I tell people, okay, so what exactly do we need to work on today might be different from somebody else. We're all very different people. We're all in different stages. So my sister has a 7-month-old and a 3-year-old. So she's nursing. So what she needs, and she's married, is different from me, who's 2 years older, but doesn't have kids and is dating someone. So I think knowing, okay, you might need to work on different things, and that's where I come in. I might help you with, example would be, okay, let's start with meal prepping. Can we start cooking healthier meals? Or maybe we need to work on just lowering our stress levels or getting better sleep. I think people need to realize it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Definitely. Now, we also really like to delve into wealth here. People think wealth is just the financial, like just the bank balance or net worth or whatever. But it's also personal and emotional wealth. So what would be 3 top tips that you have for creating wealth?
I think personally, I think it's very important to deal with the trauma. I think that's the thing. You want to be your healthiest for whoever's around you, and you can't be healthy and you can't make money if that's your goal or whatever your goal is, if you're still dealing with the trauma things, because the trauma, I always find, catches up to you, right? I think a big thing is, can you slow down? And I had to learn this lesson this year, but slowing down in the fact of like, do you have to have your mind always going with things? Or can you actually just lay down on your couch and not have your mind going with 50 things you have to do, but just relaxing instead of relaxing, I feel like. Even when we lay on the couch, it's not really relaxing because we're usually watching a TV show, right? For me, I think it's also spiritually, what can you do in your life that it brings you closer to whatever you believe? I'm a Christian, but is that time incorporated into your life also?
And finally, we talk about weight loss here. And sometimes, you know, there's some autoimmune going on and nutrition alone isn't enough to lose weight. Have you ever battled with your weight? If so, what did you find worked? And what can you offer the listeners who might just be, you know, on that stress roller coaster which contributes to their weight?
Yeah, so as growing up, I always was like, I'm curvier, I'm more, you know what I mean? I was just like, and my sister was a couple inches taller, right? So she's 3 inches taller and she's just always been slender, right? And I feel like I always has been at a healthy weight, but I realized like a year ago, I stopped caring. I was like, the scale stopped working, you know, like, and I think that's the thing too, is I want people to realize, okay, if you're dealing with weight issues, what can we do to figure this out? Do you always feel like you have to lose those last 15 to 20 pounds? Or are you able to do things with your kids? Are you actually healthy? Are you dealing with fatigue? Are you dealing with pain? Or what is it that you're dealing with where it's like that you might lose that weight, but maybe we should work on the fatigue and the pain first and then see if the weight comes off. And like slowing down is a big thing. So are you slowing down and eating your meals? Or are you in a stressed out state? Because when we're eating stressed out and we're eating not sitting down, we don't register that we're actually eating food and stuff like that. And that might be contributing to packing on the pounds.
Some good points there. That really unconscious eating pattern is something that doesn't benefit you at all.
Yeah, and it doesn't benefit us, and I'm guilty. I need to get back into being more strict about eating at the table and stuff. It's especially hard if you're by yourself and you don't have anyone to like keep you accountable to that. But for everybody, I think it's a work in progress. Even if we're in the health space, you're going to emotionally eat sometimes, and that's okay. And I think that's the thing too, is don't beat yourself up if you're not perfect or you don't eat your meat every single meal at the table. Just start with like 1 week meal a day and then build up from there.
Now, Amanda, how is it that you work with people? Like, how can people benefit from your guidance?
Yeah, so I work with people. I do one-on-one services where it's like individualized to tailor to what is your health concerns. Okay, are you dealing with fatigue? Are you dealing with sleep? We might work on building up your immune system. We might be working on meal prepping. And then also I do online cooking classes and in-person cooking classes. So wherever you are in the world, you could actually start to learn how to get better with cooking, because I feel like that's one of those things where a lot of people nowadays, they just don't know how to cook. And it's crazy. Even people my generation don't know how to cook.
Agreed. I make a point of teaching my sons to cook at least a few basic healthy meals, because it's something that my generation, we all learned as children, but I realized my son's generation, they haven't. So I really do think that is something that's very important when we're raising our young people, is to really help them learn those skills of self-sufficiency.
Exactly. And I like my sister does that with her two kids. And when I was visiting them, she was like, the three-year-old was like, oh, I want a milkshake. But a milkshake is just like a smoothie with like almond milk. And like, it was just healthy chocolate cocoa powder. But she thought it was a shake with like, you know, ice cream and stuff like that. She didn't know. But like just teaching your little ones to eat healthy, I feel like is such a big thing and something I'm very passionate about, because like they will follow suit. And like the two-year-old eats exactly what her parents eat, and she doesn't know any different and stuff like that. And I think that's the thing too. If you start them super young, then they're not going to want those sugary things, and they'll probably say no when they go to school and stuff, or they won't have it as much.
So that takes me straight to my next question. We're talking all about making nutritious meals that are allergy friendly, autoimmune friendly, like really helping people rather than holding them back. How should we language, not only to kids, but to adults, the need, or I guess the benefits of nutritious and balanced meals? You know, without seeming like we're preaching, how do we say, well, this helps you rather than just feeds you?
I feel like the thing is, I think you don't have to tell kids, oh, this is healthy or it feeds you. It's make it just taste good for kids, I think is a big thing. And then you could say, oh, it has this benefit and stuff like that too. Tell them the benefits of why they're eating it. Oh, it's benefit because it helps you with your energy, or it helps you sleep better and stuff like that. And then if kids are eating horrible, having the kids, if they're at a certain age, just be like, okay, how are you feeling today? And then letting them see, okay, I feel bad because I ate a chocolate cookie, but telling them it's okay to eat these things once in a while. We don't want to get into a habit where kids just feel horrible if they eat something bad, and then they go to their friends and it just like they don't feel good about doing it. Kids need to enjoy food, and we all need to enjoy food. And I think as grown-ups, we beat ourselves up if we have a cupcake. Okay, it's one cupcake. And what have you else eaten the rest of the week? You've eaten really healthy the whole week, but you're going to beat yourself up because you had one cupcake? That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Now, we've covered a fair bit here already. What is something we haven't talked about that you feel the listeners need to hear?
I think the biggest thing is realizing food might not be the first step, and that's a big thing I talk about too. But I also talk about the fact that, okay, what is going on in your life? And for me, 2 years ago, it was, okay, I was going through a season of grief. So that was the thing for me, was taking a grief course on Zoom, because we were back in COVID times, right? But like taking a grief course and learning, okay, I need to get through this grief. And then early last year, they asked me again if I wanted to do it, and I was like, no, because I was past that stage. And I think that's the thing too, is different parts of your life, you're going to go through different things. Last year, it was like home environment stuff, and just I had to leave and move to a new state by myself and start from scratch. And then pretty much this whole year, except for maybe the last month, a lot of it was a lot of new changes, but it was also getting through the trauma stuff that I had from childhood. And I think that's the thing too, where we got to deal with our childhood trauma, because we can't be in healthy relationships if we have like traumas still that we're holding on to. And I had to let go of two friendships this year and stuff like that. And like, so you have to deal with the trauma. It's a big thing.
Definitely. Now, Amanda, we love freebies here. What can you offer the listeners and where can they find it?
Yeah, so I am offering a free cooking class. And so if you just send me a message, and my email is AmandaEliseLove@gmail.com. That way you could actually come join an online cooking class.
Fantastic. And where can people find you? Are you on Instagram, Facebook? Do you have a website? Let us know.
Yeah, so I have a Facebook group and it's called Physical Emotional Health Secrets. I have a Facebook, which is Amanda Elise Love. And my podcast is Physical Emotional Health Secrets.
Brilliant. Definitely get on to those, please, listeners. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Listeners, jump onto that. Holistic nutrition is for all, and it doesn't need to be complicated. Amanda can show you exactly how to implement it into your life for a healthier life. But for now, go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's Holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.